The Portobello Road by Muriel Spark. One day in my young youth at high summer, lolling with my lovely companions upon a haystack, I found a needle. Already, and privately for some years, I had been guessing that I was set apart from the common run. But this of the needle attested the fact to my whole public, George, Kathleen, and Skinny. I sucked my thumb, for when I had thrust my hand deep into the hay, the thumb was where the needle had stuck. When everyone had recovered, George said, she put in her thumb and pulled out a plum. Then away we were into our merciless hacking-hecking laughter again. The needle had gone fairly deep into the thummy cushion, and a small red river flowed and spread from this tiny puncture. So that nothing of our joy should lag, George put in quickly, mind your bloody thumb on my shirt! Then, hack-heck-hoo, we shrieked into the hot borderland afternoon. Really, I should not care to be so young of heart again. That is my thought every time I turn over my old papers and come across the photograph. Skinny, Kathleen and myself are in the photo atop the haystack. Skinny had just finished analysing the inwards of my find. It couldn't have been done by brains. You haven't much brains, but you're a lucky wee thing. Everyone agreed that the needle betokened extraordinary luck. As it was becoming a serious conversation, George said, I'll take a photo. I wrapped my hanky round my thumb and got myself organised. George pointed up from his camera and shouted, look, there's a mouse! Kathleen screamed, and I screamed, although I think we knew there was no mouse. But this gave us an extra session of squalling hee-hoos. Finally, we three composed ourselves for George's picture.